Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Indeed, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. We are on the street and we are on the air. Always good to reflect on what we see in terms of industry conversations, especially when it comes to significant shifts in transformation that do take place. And tonight, we're building up on that conversation, largely on the back of the fact that we've seen some corporate activity that speaks specifically to the likes of Coronation. Just yesterday, I mentioned on the show that in a statement was shared that they are now 51% black owned. This is after the successful completion of a broad-based black economic empowerment transaction at Coronation Fund Managers. And Coronation, many of us would be aware, they're a significant asset manager in South Africa. Offices based in Cape Town, we typically speak to the CEO on company results, but anytime you might make an investment into an onshore or offshore investment portfolio, this is the business of one of many in South Africa that does manage our money. And that brought us to having a conversation around transformation within the asset management space, how it's shifting, how it's changed, and of course, key metrics we need to continue to monitor to make sure that this level of transformation is prioritized. To tell us more, we joined on the line by Lister Sangweme, ASISA, that's the Association for Savings and Investments South Africa, Senior Policy Advisor for Transformation, Skills Development and Education there. Lister, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you to you too, Gugu, for the opportunity to talk about our members' progress, journey towards transformation, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Definitely. Such an exciting time to speak to you because just looking at your portfolio, my goodness, you take care of very important work, Lister. So maybe let's start there. This is what gets me excited, right? Because it's one thing to talk about numbers and metrics and how South Africans are saving and investing. What are we doing with our withdrawals? But it's also important to understand who are the people taking care of our money. And I assume, given that you look after transformation, skills, development and education at ASISA, that this is an important area of focus that we see in South Africa. Help us basically understand what it is you do.
Well, like you already alluded to, I take care of transformation, which is a pillar that cuts across everything that the industry works on. So it's a pillar that seeks to diversify the ownership landscape. It's a pillar that seeks to ensure that there is diversity in terms of the leadership, the employee profiles. It's a pillar that seeks to take care of consumers through consumer education. It seeks to ensure, encourage member companies to buy in from SMMEs, 51% black-owned enterprises. So it's a full suite of inclusion, transformation, taking care of suppliers, SMMEs as well as employees. It's across the entire value chain of what makes up business sense, if I may put it like that.
Got you. Yeah. And this is important, right? Because the transaction I mentioned regarding Coronation and just a reflection of where we are regarding transformation in the asset management space is important because it speaks to that, making sure that asset managers and asset the management space and ownership thereof reflects the demographics of a country like South Africa. So maybe let's just start on where we are now. What is the status quo in terms of transformation in the space and how far have we come?
Look, I'm excited to share that our report indicates progress in that are measured using a standard BE scorecard. So one of the key milestones that's like exciting to us is the fact that for the first time in 2023, the life offices were able to reach the 25% threshold for net value.
And when you what say life means, offices, sorry, can we unpack that? Life offices meaning the life insurance?
The life insurance cohort of the savings and investment industry. So for the first time, they've managed to facilitate the creation of black wealth in the hands of black people, which is unencumbered and free from debt. So yes, voting rights have been above 30-40% for both asset managers and life offices. But if you have to go to real ownership in the hands of black people, it's now sitting at above 27% for both life offices and asset managers. So that's a key highlight for us in our journey that we've been tracking for the last 6 years. So that's one key milestone. And our members consistently advocate for diversifying the C-suite or the executive management positions. And we see the doubling up, like from 2018 to 2023, there's been double increase in terms of the number of Black people that are occupying C-suite positions. So it's encouraging and exciting that despite challenges in general, our members are actually progressing in terms of changing the landscape of people that are in different roles, senior and executive management, as it were.
Mm-hmm. And this is so interesting to see that shift, as well as that level of transition. I'm also keen to understand what we are seeing when it comes to some of the metrics regarding enterprise and supply development. This does form one of the measures that is typically evaluated when it comes to the level of transformation in the country. Has there been activity there?
A lot of activity, because we are in an industry that really understands that SMMEs are like a significant pillar towards economic growth. And as such, our members in six years have put aside an average of 772 million towards SMME development. So this includes loans, investments, and grants, just to making sure that these SMMEs are sustainable and they are operationally independent. So our members do not take it for granted that the SMMEs are important, and as such, they've put this type of investment towards them.
Mm-hmm. A big question that typically comes up, Lister, when it comes to any activity around BEE and transformation is the intentionality, the measurement of mm-hmm. outcomes, and the success rate. And this is often the criticism that business gets, that this is just a tick box exercise. But from your evaluations and the research you've put together, how tangible, practical, and measurable have these outcomes been?
I would say that they are really tangible, because in our transformation report, we also had to ask our members to give us like real life impactful events and activities that they've built on towards transformation. So I'll give an example with employment equity. The very fact that we're not there yet, but we've invested about 12 billion in this 6-year period towards skills development, and we start seeing shifts like from junior to middle management level of Black people being absorbed upwards, shows that there is intentionality. You just don't throw money that you don't want to have a return on investment on. And so we're seeing those shifts. They might not be at the pace that every South African believes we should be at, but we can definitely see the direction. We can see the impact in terms of jobs created by all these Black business growth funding or enterprise and development initiatives. So it's things that we don't take for granted. Every South African child that's educated through socioeconomic development, we know that it's going to actually have a ripple effect going forward. The more we put aside consumer education budgets, we know that more South Africans get to be financially literate. They get to save and understand the different products for their own protection. So it's a lot of activities that we do incrementally and on a large scale. If one looks back, they would actually see the impact that the companies are actually creating out there. So I wouldn't say it's lip singing. It's money purposefully spent for the right impact, Gugu.
Yeah. That's what we want. It's definitely what we want and what we call for. And we continue to hold our business and leadership accountable to it. And glad to see that there's also an ongoing commitment from asset managers and other companies to make sure that this is prioritized. A key question I'm also keen to get your thoughts on is transformation within these organizations. Does it also lead to, a transformative base in terms of their client base? And I ask this looking at, investments and savings in South Africa, where we are trying to ensure that more individuals who have been left at the periphery of economic development and inclusion, typically Black South Africans who have been left behind, are also finding that there's a level of product development or solutions that speak to their needs driven by the leaders of these institutions.
I mean, transformation should actually make business sense. So for us, it's something that speaks to sustainability. Our members acknowledge that if you don't transform or become inclusive in your product design or ensuring that all the underserved are included, then your business is going to collapse. So it goes in tandem. You cannot expect growth in the financial sector or within the savings and investment industry if you are not inclusive, because the only market to be tapped is linked to the underserved. And it's definitely seen in consumer education efforts, in product redesign. It is designing for the right purpose. That's the only way our members believe they can grow. So, I mean, it's a self-explanatory scenario that without inclusion, we're not going to grow. And I think the growth of the sector or the industry is known to everyone that this is what we keep doing, and our members continue to pursue that route.
Mm-hmm. To close off with, I guess, what does this tell us about the outlook going forward? Next year is another year. We might see some shifts again in the asset management space, or perhaps what we're trying to do is encourage these organizations to also maintain these targets and drive transformation and skills development. What does this look like from an ASISA point of view, given your engagements with other organizations and initiatives that you also have in ASISA?
I mean, it's absolutely positive for us, because ever since we started benchmarking the industry's performance, we keep hearing different deals, different innovative solutions towards transformation. So the momentum has already been built, and all that we aspire for is a better South Africa. And we encourage our members to keep doing better than what we've seen in the last 6 years. And we have no doubt that our members are going to hit the call and understand that transformation is the only way for our country to be better off.
100%. Very important, and a priority that we need to keep at in terms of South Africa's transformation agenda. Thank you so much, Lister. Such a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you, Gugu. Thank you to your listeners as well.
Thank you. We wish you a wonderful festive season.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Lister Sangweme, who is a Senior Policy Advisor for Transformation, Skills Development and Education at ASISA. That's the Association for Savings and Investment South Africa. Reflecting on the role and shifts that we see in terms of transformation in South Africa. And it's a big deal, right? We often talk to these huge institutions that manage our pension funds, that take care of our investments, that help us save, and essentially they manage our money. So transformation remains a critical aspect to make sure is being prioritized, not only in terms of leadership of these organizations, but even right down to how it makes sure that the decisions that are made at an executive level, the support that they give to enterprises and small businesses, does play an influence on how you and I, at the end of the day, people who are investing and saving with them, people who are interacting with these businesses and brands, also get to participate and be part of the economy. Shoo! It's a lot of talking, but you can help me talk too. Share your voice notes on 063-688-0959. More than happy to hear from you. One of the big questions I asked you earlier today was how you're planning on your budgets this year, right? It's December. We are anticipating that many people will get paid later this week. Are you prepared? Have you planned to make sure that you are save accordingly, especially if your next paycheck is going to be on the 25th of January? That's a 42-day financial gap in terms of your pay. Lots of days to make up for. So make sure that you can tell us your feedback and dial in 086-000-0959. Happy to take your voice notes too on 063-688-0959. You're listening to Kaya Biz.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.